Well, welcome to the weekend. My name is Lee Renfro, and I am the teaching pastor at LifePoint Plain City. And welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. Excited to have you with us, and so glad you've kept journeying on, hopefully, through the week as we've been navigating our Broken Mirror series, where each week we've been exploring one of our core values here at LifePoint. And this last week, we looked at authentic community. And really this idea that we are family. And all throughout this series, as we've been looking at some of the lesser known characters in Hebrews chapter 11, we've been seeing how these heroes of the faith have really been kind of broken heroes at best. And from their brokenness and imperfections, they still can reflect a perfect God, which is encouragement for you and for me. And so just to kind of wrap up this week, looking at authentic community, I have the joy of kind of leading our time in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. So let me go ahead and read that for us here. God's word says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." And what a great passage of scripture to think about the role that authentic community plays in our spiritual formation. The author of Hebrews here is right in the midst of really kind of addressing some of the challenges that the Christians that this author is writing to, that they are experiencing a lot of difficulty and persecution. And they're encouraging them to remain steadfast, to persevere through these difficulties, and how important our community plays in that role of helping us to live out our faith. And just thinking about this concept of not neglecting to meet together, I just couldn't help but go back to thinking about my time as a football player. I had the joy of playing college football at Ohio University as a linebacker. And I don't know if you know this, but some of the most important and most impactful things that happen during a football game don't actually happen on the field. Really, what happens so significantly is what happens on the sideline, the conversations that we get to have as players with one another, with our coaches, when we come off the field. So for me, coming off of a defensive series and getting a chance to communicate with the coaches, hey, here's what I'm seeing, here's what's going on, and really getting a chance to talk to the other players, getting a chance to encourage them, maybe to remind them of some things, to challenge them, to really try to stir up in them, you know, the desire to say, hey, let's keep going and playing better. And so if I was to think about our faith as like a football game, really, I think of the Sunday morning gathering as kind of the huddle that happens out on the field, where we get the play call, where we kind of hear the instructions about what we're to go and do. And then the rest of the week is actually the game, where we are out living out the play, that we are executing God's game plan for our lives. And life group, the role that life group plays, is like that sideline huddle where we come together to meet, to encourage, to challenge, to remind, to spur and stir one another on, as the writer says, to love and to good works. And so when I think about just the importance of our life groups, it's really that. It's how we come together to help spur one another on. And that word spur really comes from this idea of like thinking of like a shepherd with a prod out with the sheep and kind of poking the sheep to kind of help spur the sheep to go in the direction that they're wanting them to go. And that's what we get to do when we get together as believers, that we get to spur one another on, not just towards any goal or any means, but we're spurring one another on to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourself, and to good deeds, that Jesus has saved us not just from something, from Satan, sin, and death, but he saved us for something, for good works, as Ephesians 2 talks about, that we should walk in these good works that God has prepared for us in advance. But in order for this to happen, we can't neglect the meeting together. This setting aside time on a regular basis to meet with other believers. I love what the writer of this devotion for today wrote when they said that church, that life group, and really Christian fellowship is predicated on the reality that we are not called to be a spiritual consumer primarily, but to be an active participant in the life and health of the church. And that's what I want for you That's what I want for me. That we're not to just to come and consume religious goods. If that's all the Christian faith is, then we've been misled and misguided on really what it's all about. But if we would contribute and give the gifts that God's given to us to spur one another on, to make it a commitment to meet together, to love one another, because we know the day when Jesus comes back again is drawing near and near every moment of every day. And so let us keep spurring one another on, church. Let us keep not neglecting to meet together. And so I'm going to pray that you would keep making a life group a priority in your life. And if you've made it through this week and you have not taken the step to join a life group, man, take this step. As soon as you finish this, jump off, look at our online catalog and find a group that fits your season of life and fits where you're at. Because by doing so, you'll be living out really what the Hebrews author intended for you and for me. And so let me pray for you. And then I'm going to give you some time to pray as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for this encouraging word. God, thank you for the body of Christ. God, our spiritual family, Lord, that we get to have, that while our earthly family, it may be amazing, it may be awesome. God, it may be pretty messed up and broken, but God, we get to have a spiritual family. God, that loves us and cares for us. And we have brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, who spur us on in our faith, who challenge us, who love us, who encourage us, who help us, God, to live out the good works that you've called us to do. And God, I pray for whoever's listening, God, that they would make this commitment. They would make a priority to meet with their life groups, God. That attending church on Sunday mornings is fantastic, Lord. That's great. But what's best, God, is that we have a community of people who know us and who love us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep making life group a priority in our life, God, so that we may be spurred on to live the kind of life, Lord, that would honor you, that would give you glory, but also would be for our good and for our benefit. And God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now you take a few moments and pray.